Welcome to Rage You Nerds. I am Mr. Cack, and I am joined on this Friday. Gosh darn it, the boys are back together. It is Jared. It is TJ. We are the nerds. Sometimes could be classified as geeks, but sometimes we get a little nerdy with it. And we are Rage You Nerds, and we're here to go off. To just have a darn good time. Welcome, TJ. Welcome, Jared.
Hello.
TJ,
sorry,
this is...
I was taking a little snippet of Jared for the...
Oh, shit. In his defense, I asked him to do this.
Yeah. In his defense, I wanted him to take photos of me.
Yes. For like one of his nefarious plots.
Like one of his pretty French girls. boys, there ain't no reason. There ain't no rhyme or reason to beat around the bush with our first topic. We typically start with Rant You Nerds, and we're going to do that today. But today's topic is so inspirational, so motivational, so just altruistic. An American hero has emerged, Jared. I've already alluded to this to TJ before the stream started, but gear up the Star Spangled Banner, bring out the angels, have them fly overhead, because we have someone that has made such a selfless sacrifice. Boys, I can't even say it without getting choked up myself a little bit, but Kevin Smith has quit smoking weed.
TJ, look excited, TJ.
So Kevin Smith, who's made a decade at least out of a career of smoking pot and pot smoking being the hip new thing, has now decided to quit smoking pot out of fear of the long-term ramifications of said hobby. Hobby.
Have you been smoking the pot?
Littering and littering
and clean. Come clean, Mr. Cack.
Did Kevin Smith quit because you started?
Listen, all I'm saying, Arkansas, is just give me the right to eat gummies. That's all I want. That's all I want, Arkansas. Anyways. Gummies. So I, in honor of this American hero, I want to know how you feel about this man. This man that had a heart attack and is now a big, 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 big quitter. Jared, so, TJ, who would like to go first?
Well, okay, so I would like to go first in the fact that TJ is a big Kevin Smith fan, so I'm going to lend the floor to him because I don't know all that much about him, but like TJ, I feel like would have more thoughts on the Kevin Smith variety, where I would have more philosophical thoughts on the whole why should we not smoke weed or should we smoke weed variety. So TJ, take her away. Tell us what you think.
I thought you were going to take it first. Huh.
All right, well, I'll go first.
Yeah, go first. So I got to collect my thoughts.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's stunned. He's stunned.
Life-altering.
to any average old Joe who may or may not partake in the hashish, which I think is what Mr. Cack was trying to say earlier when he said, again, you have to think about this. We're talking about, and Kevin Smith has never been one of the run of the mill kind of, you know, LA celebrity types. Having said that, they're still kind of like that. There's a group of people that are like, we must save the climate and eat kale. That's all we must do. Save the climate, eat kale. And, that's an exaggeration, by the way. It's a joke, folks. It's a joke. Anyways, but there are those people out there that are really, really caring about the environment, about and health. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Look at Tom Brady, for F's sake. He developed his own diet and sells it to people. I'm one of the ones on the fence about this. That's kind of like, well, if Kevin says, like, hey, this may be detrimental, I'm going to quit doing it. Bravo to him. If he thinks it's affecting him that much where he says, hey, I don't want to do that no more, then, more power to him. He was under the influence when he said that, by the way. No, Kevin Smith said, I'm quitting weed as he was smoking weed. And I don't know if we can air that at all, or maybe I just got us banned.
That'd be a Joe Rogan response, I think.
Yeah, well, let's get Kevin Smith and Joe. Oh, boy, that's a show, isn't it? Let's get Kevin Smith and Joe Rogan together about the benefits and the harshness that can happen to your body when you smoke marijuana. I would watch that. I would pay to watch that. Joe Rogan, high, and Kevin Smith, not high, still brilliant, both of them, discussing the pros and cons of weed. Joe Rogan, if you're out there listening, Kevin Smith, if you're out there listening, I know y'all's got some cash. Make this happen. Make this happen. I would like to see the weed and the I don't do weed anymore come together in this hemp harmony. But no, I don't know. I just feel like this is such a that's anything that's going to be trendy as far as health goes, especially these guys and gals, which I say these guys and gals, we're part of these guys and gals that are getting on up there a little bit in that middle age kind of thing, where we probably should be thinking about what we're putting into our bodies. And we probably should be going, oh, crap, I did this for a long time and that was probably not good. That's every day with me. Every time I look at bacon, I'm like, it's so yummy, but heart attack. I still eat it. I don't care because if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out eating bacon. But
I want my last words to be a heart attack from a heart attack eating bacon. And I'm just going to go, worth it. totally worth it. I expire.
That's what TJ is going to say when he dies. When he finally dies, he's just going to be like, I expire.
So, Jared, you said, you know, bring Alex Jones together, bring Joe Rogan together.
I didn't say Alex Jones. I just said nothing about Alex Jones.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was going to talk about Alex Jones. Alex Jones.
Okay, we can talk about him, but I...
Alex Jones, if you're out there, do know the frogs are still gay. All right, TJ, your thoughts on the heroic...
There you go, TJ. That's what you get for me going first, baby.
On the heroic adventures of Kevin Smith.
Oh,
he had a heart attack.
What a modern... What a modern day, just, you know, hero to come out and be like, you know what? After 15 years, I've decided to quit smoking weed. Great. Maybe you'll make a good movie again. All right. So when I read the article, it's like, you started smoking weed after Zach and Miri make a porno bombed at the box office, right? Yes. Well, of course it bombed at the box office. He made a movie called Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Correct. There's no way you're going to convince me he did not smoke weed before that.
You know, and this is a guy who plays a character who basically deals weed all the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good point, TJ.
You know, like, for how many years was he Silent Bob, where he was literally a weed dealer? Okay. So you have that, you know, okay, you know, make some movie. Let's look at some of the movies that he's had after, right? After, you know, Zach and Miri bombed at the box office, Red State.
Red State was great.
It was good. It was all right. Just because it was different from everything he's done, right?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Tusk.
Act, bitch.
Tusk was great.
Did
up
he do
until
Tusk?
The third act. Yeah, he did Tusk. Tusk was great up until the third act. And let me tell you, the third act in Tusk, you can clearly tell the effects of weed has on the brain. Because he thought that would be a good ending. All right. And then he does Yoga Hosers. And if you can't tell, Yoga Hosers is definitely a clear rendition, you know, clear just... you know, example of the effects weed can have on the brain, because he did Yoga Hosers. Okay. And then, you know, Jay and Silent Bob reboot. The only thing that would have made that movie worth a damn, in my opinion, is if when they had Kevin Smith appear on Jay and Silent Bob reboot as Kevin Smith, and also while he's playing Silent Bob, if Silent Bob just took off his hat, took off the trench coat, was like, hi, everybody, I'm Kevin Smith. And then that would have just been like, okay, epic mind explosion from everybody right there. It would have been like, oh, my God. So,
he can talk.
So there's that. And then I guess Clerks 3, which I guess is all about a heart attack. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. But someone was telling me about the movie, and it's basically, you know, his memoirs of having a heart attack or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's look at the movies he did before. Mallrats. First Clerks. Dogma.
Dogma! Right?
Yeah.
Love those movies. Still love those movies to this day. But everything after he started, you know, it's just kind of like, all right, you've seen him once, you're done. Don't really give a shit. Okay. You know, but like, okay, he said he wasn't present during those 15 years that he was smoking weed. Of course he wasn't, because he was high. I mean, my God, if you think you're going to smoke weed and then be like a fully functional member of society, you're sorely mistaken. But then again, he lives in California. What do they know?
By the way, if you're watching tonight from California, this is jokes. Just jokes, folks. It's just jokes, folks.
It's not just jokes.
So California comics can go sink off into the ocean for all I care.
But I mean, like, the guy for 15 years played for 30 some odd years, played a character who sold weed for 15 years, endorsed smoking weed because it saved his life from a heart attack, you know, and just all sorts of stuff. And now he's like, I'm worried. A little bit late for that, aren't you? It's a little bit late. A little bit late to be like, you know what? My last movie sucked. I'm worried that this weed might have an effect on my brain.
I think this marijuana stuff is affecting my ability to write and direct movies.
You know, okay. And, you know, the other part of me is just like, okay, so is this the bandwagon he's going to be riding for the next, like, 10 years?
That's a great question.
You know, how long's it been since he had the heart attack? And he still talks about it daily. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. I haven't listened to his podcast in a while. So
every day, it's part of the opening. He's like, I'm Kevin Smith, and I had a heart attack one time.
We George him a lot, but three. I'm worried about it. Okay, so this is gonna be the bandwagon. So now he's gonna have like Jay and Silent Bob enter rehab. It's gonna be the next damn movie or some shit, right? It's basically just gonna be another rendition of what was that one movie I am horrible at remembering names. Dave Chappelle. What's that movie with Dave Chappelle?
Half-Baked? Half-Baked.
Yeah. So it's going to be like another rendition of Half-Baked, you know, where it's like Jay and Silent Bob enter rehab. And, you know, like Dave Chappelle will be there and he'll be like, you know, and does this whole thing where he talks about smoking weed and someone's like, you know, oh, that's, you know, crap or whatever. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing because it's kind of funny, but, you know. So, yeah, I mean, is that the next movie that's going to be? Is it going to be like Jay and Silent Bob, like, go back and try to save all the people that they sold weed to? Oh. You know, are people going to be like going up to Jay and Silent Bob and be like, hey,
you got anything? Weed, man.
And it's like, no, we stopped doing that. You know, they tried that, I think, in one of the movies. And then, I don't know. Like, you know, he does the podcast, right? That the Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, where he basically him and Jason Mewes go out and they talk about like Jason Mewes stuff. Basically, it's mainly centered on Jason Mewes and like his kind of recovery from drug addiction. Mm-hmm. So, like, did they run out of Jason Mewes stories? And Kevin Smith's like, I got to take one for the team. You know, I mean, is this the reason why? Because it can't be. I'm worried about what it's going to have, the effects it's going to have on my brain. Oh, come on, dude. It's already had the effects on your brain. Mm-hmm. Look at your last movies.
I mean, TJ, you bring up really darn good points. And while I expected you to have a strong opinion on this, I don't think I was prepared for how... It wasn't vitriol. But, you know, this is rage, I mean, right? This okay, is rage. I mean,
here's the thing, too. Here's the thing.
I'm mad.
Here's the thing, right? Who the hell really cares?
It's fair.
Is he just trying to stay in the spotlight for something? Like, you know, maybe a small spotlight way the hell over here, but is he just trying to make himself relevant again? Like, who the hell cares? Oh, you quit smoking weed. Good for you. Tell me. Call me whenever you, you know, you quit drinking, right? Yeah. Because those people go through a lot more than someone who's just like, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to smoke weed today.
Well, because marijuana is not addictive, right? Right?
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I've been told.
You know, is it going to quit just smoking weed or is it going to quit like the edibles too? Because I'm pretty sure he does those as well, right? Mm-hmm. So is it just like, you know what? I need to get to sleep. I'm going to have a brownie.
And if he quits the edibles, is he going to stop shooting it up his rectum too?
We'll never know.
Rectum damn near killed him!
unless he talks about it on a podcast, we'll never know.
Okay, right, so
hold real quick.
Yeah,
you can. This is not live, but you can do this later. Give me a solo.
Okay.
We here at Rage You Nerds have no opinions on marijuana at all. Everything you have watched before this is a joke. Everything you have watched after this is just a joke. We offer no opinions on marijuana, whether you like it or whether you don't. We're cool with you. End scene.
Get high, 420! Blaze it! Actually, hey, you listen, know what?
I'm just saying, a disclaimer is always important.
No, I agree. I have no strong opinion one way or the other. I think it's cool that places are getting the ability to do it recreational. If I can drink alcohol and completely screw up my body, let me have a little bit of access to something. It's not cocaine. Anyways. Kevin Smith, listen, anyone quitting something that they don't feel like they feel comfortable doing anymore, yes, kudos, do that. Kevin Smith, you quitter. You baby back bitch quitter. The fact that you come out on your, I was looking at the wrong camera the whole time. Maybe I am high. The fact that you come out, Kevin Smith, and have to make an announcement. I am so gosh dang tired of people needing to make an announcement. You know what would have been really cool? You just quit smoking weed. And do I need to know? No! Because it has no relevance on anything. TJ said it, right? Who cares? People care, right? But why? I'm so hardwired that if you put something out there publicly, you do it for a reason. So, Kevin Smith, what is your angle? What are you angling for here? Are you about to start campaigning? Is it the fact that you tried to have a pilot show called Holly Weed, you know, where the whole premise was selling and smoking weed that didn't get picked up? Like, are you just now frustrated with, like, oh, the weed market's not helping my career anymore, so I guess I'm going to cash in on the non-weed reform? What are you going to do, Kevin Smith? Are you going to start lobbying state governments to not approve recreational use of marijuana? I don't know what you want. I don't give a rat's ass why you had to come out and say, hey, guess what? I stopped smoking weed. You know what? I've stopped shaving my balls. Do I need to tell everyone every freaking minute I decide I'm not going to do something for the rest of my life? Kevin Smith, you could have just stopped. You could have just stopped. Is there anything else that you're doing you would like me to know that you're no longer doing? You masturbate? Do you eat ice cream out of the can? Like, what else? What else is going on, Kevin Smith? What else do you have to say? I am all ears. I am lending you my ears, Kevin.
That's all right. Disgusting.
All right. I feel good.
You can name that reference. You can name that reference. I will cash up you $5.
Just cash up it to me, man. Just
well, if you can name that reference outside of the nubs.
Oh, you have to be specific there.
All right.
You know, like.
Hang on. I want to do this because Kat brought up a good point. Solo shot again, Mr. Kat. Hi, Jared with Rage You Nerds here, and I just wanted to let you know we have no opinions on marijuana at all. In fact, we would like to say that we don't care what you do about you. You do you, brother. And it's all fine with us. Scene. There we go.
Honestly, does it not seem like at the point, like if he's going to continue to do like touring shows of whatever, like his podcasts or whatever, that it's probably becoming more problematic trying to find someone to sell him weed locally and smoke it in private where he doesn't get caught because, you know, some places, unlike California, yeah, it's still considered illegal.
So that's my question right there. Is it so much as he's like, well, I can't, you know, should I trust any old Joe Smo? I've been talking about smoking weed all this time. And like, remember Ron White had two pilots that he fired. And they would, once you have the tail number to a plane, there's an app or some program where you can find out anywhere that plane's going. And these two pilots would call where he was going and be like, yeah, hey, he's got weed on the plane. He's got weed on the plane. Now it was Ron White, so we had weed on the plane. But I mean, could that not be said for the Kevin Smith kind of thing? Like you're at this point, like, and you know, see somebody in a back alley after a comedy show, and they're like, "Hey, man, you want to buy some weed?" Well, and believe me, I am a suspicious person. I'm a very suspicious person when it comes to pretty much anything. Someone could walk up to me tomorrow and be like, "Hey, man, I found some beef jerky, you know, from this guy over here. You probably know him. You went to high school with him." And I'd be like,
"It's probably laced with meth."
Probably laced with meth, you know. Yeah, exactly. but I mean, like, could that be another option too? Where he's like, "Wow, I've talked so much about weed, I have to tell people that I'm not smoking weed anymore because all the law enforcement agencies that are hitting me up in back alleys because, you know, well, you remember TJ remembers Juanita's. Mm-hmm. Juanita's. Let me tell you a story, folks. Juanita's was a place in Little Rock, Arkansas, where me and TJ used to frequent when we played the musical arts. And one particular night, we got hit up by three different people in the span of 32 minutes either
it was less. It was less than that.
It was way less. It was probably 10.
You want me to tell the story? I can tell the story because it happened to me. So basically, we got done playing our set, right? It's our first time playing Juanita's. And Juanita's at the time was this little Mexican restaurant, but it also had like a little live venue area in there and was really popular. A lot of popular musicians played there over the years. And so we finally get a gig there. It's our first gig. We get done playing our set. And, of course, this place is in downtown Little Rock, so it's really hard to find a parking spot anywhere near the venue. So we basically had to haul all of our equipment almost a block away to load it back up into our trailer. And, of course, first time. Juanita's, Little Rock.
We had a lot of stuff, by the way.
We had a lot of stuff.
Let's go ahead and go with that. We had a lot of stuff. Yeah.
It wasn't just like a little acoustic guitar and a microphone. No, I mean, we're talking like multiple amps, guitars, a whole drum kit, just all sorts of stuff. I mean, so we were like, okay, well, this is a part of town where if we were to leave it unattended, odds are it would get stolen. So one person needs to stay in the trailer. And I was like, I'll do it. I'm good at Tetris. So I'm like, y'all bring the stuff out, I'll load it in. So they start, you know, we take the stuff out, like the first batch of stuff, and we load it in there, and they go off and get the rest of the stuff. And while they go off, this guy walks up to me and goes, y'all in a band? I'm like, yeah. It's like, what kind of music y'all play? I was like, well, it's rock and roll, like, you know, but Christian rock, lean more towards the, you know, it's, you know, good wholesome, good rock and roll. Oh yeah. Where y'all from? Like, Northwest Arkansas River Valley area? Oh, they got some good weed up there, don't they? I'm like, I don't know, sir. We're in a Christian rock band. We don't really do that. Oh, okay. Y'all have a good night. I'm like, yeah, you too. And he walks off, and then Jared comes out with another set of equipment. And I was like, that's so weird. This guy didn't tell him the story. And he's like, huh, strange. And then he goes off, and this other guy walks up. He goes, y'all in a band? Yeah. All right. What kind of music y'all play? I'm like, rock. Where y'all from? River Valley? Do they have any good weed up there? I'm like, I don't know, sir. We're in a Christian rock band. Oh, okay. You have a good night. It's like, all right, yeah, you too. He takes off walking. Another guy brings out some stuff. And I'm like, this is so weird. And then I kind of tell him. He's like, yeah, that's strange. And then he goes off and gets some more stuff.
Yeah.
Weird. And then when he goes off, you know, when that band member goes off, another guy comes up, and this guy's, unlike the other ones, he's in a little motorized wheelchair, and he goes, y'all in a band? I'm like, yeah.
How music y'all play? On impression, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So what kind of music y'all play? I'm like, it's rock and roll.
Where y'all from?
Northwest Arkansas.
Come here.
I'm like, oh, shit. All right. So I get down. He's like,
come here.
Get down a little bit closer, and he goes,
I got some weed.
And I go, that's great, sir. I'm like, we're more of a Christian rock band, so we don't really do that. He's like, all right, you have a good day. I'm like, yeah, you too. And he rolls on off, and I'm like, so weird. And then finally, they bring the rest of the stuff out. We load it in. We leave, and I'm telling Jared on the way home the story. I'm like, you'll never believe this.
I think, like, I was out there for the motorized guy, but I think I came out like right after, like he was rolling on off. He was rolling away.
I'll never forget it though, because he just goes,
I got some weed. And so
and that's going to end up being a damn TikTok thing.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. I got some weed. I got these cheeseburgers. Juanita's was always a fun place because, like, you never knew, like, and God help us, one night we forgot to get gas, and so we pulled into the gas station across the street from Juanita's that had 17-inch thick bulletproof glass in the window, and, you know,
quick run and pay.
Yeah, and so I get approached by a fellow at the register. TJ, this might have been the Birmingham night, and they were like, "Hey, man,
which way
y'all headed?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to Dallas. We're in Little Rock, Midtown Little Rock. If you have a map, just anyway, we're in Midtown Little Rock, Arkansas." I was like, and I knew what the guy wanted. He wanted a ride, and I didn't. Now at the time, I would know whatever I said, he would take a ride there. At the time, I did not know that. I was like, "Yeah, we're heading to Dallas." He's like, "Oh, man, cool. I know people in Dallas." I'm like, well, we got to go to Fayetteville first. He's like, oh, shit. We got to go to Fayetteville. We got to go to Dallas by way of Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, Tulsa,
He was like, y'all got room for one more? And as luck would have it, we did not. Because I was in that Chevy Trailblazer, the white Chevy Trailblazer at the time, and we had full to the brim with people. There were me and you in the front, and then there was like four people in the middle seat and equipment in the back pulling a trailer. That was one of those nights reluctantly where I was like, no, we don't have room. That's not what I did, of course. I was like, let's get the out of here.
Yeah, I my wife is super altruistic, and you know, she's probably the closest thing to someone that I think would be walking directly with Jesus. I don't trust people.
A saint is what you're looking for.
I don't trust people. All right. My mom worked with a guy, and him and his partner helped someone out on the side of the road because he was looking for a ride. You know, he ran out of gas. They helped him, got him gas. And what he ended up doing? He ended up shooting both of them. So, like, I don't trust people, right? Yeah, I get it. People are going through some hard times, and there are some legitimately good people out there that just need a helping hand. Well, guess what? The bad apples have spoiled that bunch for me. You think that you're going to get some aid from me? The fuck you are. Like, I don't trust people, man. I don't trust them. I've seen way too much messed up crap on Netflix and Hulu with the documentaries of hatchet-wielding hitchhikers and crap. Sorry.
Banshees.
Sorry. So if Kevin Smith, I'd hate to get back to Kevin Smith and all this, but if it is the fact that he's, you know, worried about it, then here are the places that he could legally go and do it. Colorado, Washington, Alaska, Oregon, Washington, D.C., California, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, Michigan, Vermont, Guam, Illinois, Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, New York, Virginia, New Mexico, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Maryland, Missouri. So he could only go to like almost half of the country and two territories.
I don't know.
Screw him!
Is the California
playing name all the states?
Is the California weed card like accepted in Missouri? Like, can you walk into a California Missouri dispensary and be like, "Well, I have my weed card, but it's issued in California."
Well, see, that's recreational. These are states with recreational, so you can just go in and buy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, and also one of the states listed, Washington, like, I don't think they care about any drugs, so, I mean, like, maybe that list is a little bit suspect.
Laws. I don't even know if there's laws in Washington at this point.
There's only one law, and that's White Claw. The White Claw. Break the law. I am the White Claw.
All right, so real quick, before we go on to the next thing, since we're talking about weed. The hell was that?
You got weed.
He got some weed. He didn't do this. But he goddamn could have.
This is going to make one really silly podcast episode.
Everybody's going to be thinking we've been smoking weed, man. They're
going to be like,
they're talking about weed. They're telling you that Kevin Smith is a quitter for smoking, you know, for stopping smoking weed. And here they are smoking weed.
I'm pretty sure that one guy yelled about cocaine.
Cocaine. Cocaine. So I don't remember what the hell I was going to say.
Welcome back to Friday, TJ.
I turned over here. You said something, and I went, my thought.
We were a mess without you, TJ. You're kind of the voice of reason. Without you to buffer it, we get pretty just out of control pretty early.
Yeah, I really do. I shit on myself last week.
How's that different than any other week?
If we were making a sitcom about your lives, guys, and maybe we should. Maybe we should. Here's how I'd write that. Here's how I'd write that episode of the weed interaction with TJ. Everything plays out the same. You know, you can kind of spruce it up a little bit more. Maybe you throw in two more people to come in and give almost the exact. That's probably what's the funniest thing in happenstance about all this is that they say the exact same thing. So that's off-putting in general. Like, do they have a script?
Exactly.
But where I would get a tickle if I was writing this sitcom is at the end when you're getting in the vehicle, you turn to Jared and you're like, man, Jared, you won't believe this stuff. Like, these guys came up and offered me. And Jared, before you explain, Jared be like, TJ, you won't believe it. I just got five things of weed from like five different from people. The people in Little Rock are so friendly.
Well, you know, the thing that gets me is the conversation was exactly the same.
That's terrifying.
The way it ended.
Yeah,
the very last thing was like, how's the weed up there? Do you got any weed?
I got some weed.
You know, and it's like, I was just like, there's two guys just walk that way, man. They were asking about it.
Yeah, it's just like,
so
that's
I'm
drug telemarketing.
I'm in a team.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I don't think were getting weed. I think you were probably getting stabbed and robbed by the end of this adventure if you said yes to any of them.
TJ was there to graciously protect us from the grace of the Lord.
I'm
protecting you from the grace of the Lord.
I'm protecting you from Jesus.
Or maybe that's the other angle we take if this is sitcom. We make it like a Temptations of Christ parallel of the weed men approaching TJ. And like just make it super dramatic each time he casts aside boom. One.
Big drums. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, this guy out of nowhere. Hey, man, you in a rock band? TJ there. Yeah, I am. Hey, man. You got any weed? And bagpipes everywhere. Just like starts going down. TJ, I hate weed. And then like, you know.
I said nay! And like the guy gets blown back. The power of TJ's awesome spiritualness. No, I think you make everything dramatic and you make the guys talking to TJ progressively more demonic, but TJ's character continues to answer in like the same. That was a little weird.
They can offer him anything. It's like, hey, do you like roses? TJ's like,
let's just got to end with weed. Whatever.
Roses.
Wherever the conversation go, it has to end with them offering him weed. Him like, oh no, we're in a Christian band. Like, son of a bitch, almost got him.
Yes, that's the best part. Like, it's so stoic. It's like, hey man, I don't know why I'm Liam Neeson.
I don't know either.
Hey man, do you want some weed? No, we serve the Lord. Well, how about some weed? And then like dude bro, like totally rage.
You guys are like the anti Tenacious D. You're Bizarro World Tenacious D. Tenacious C.
Tenacious T. J. Tenacious T. I like it. All right. So what I was gonna say before all of that shit happened was, all right. Before we transition, because we're well into a BRB, because I've got to shit again, not on myself this time, like last week, TJ, when you were there, I didn't really shit on myself. Since we've been talking about Kevin Smith, since we've been talking about weed, and none of us partake in that activity that we know of, I know marijuana has. People who grow marijuana have given it extravagant names, skunk weed, you know, or like Pineapple Express. I don't know why I did it in that accent, and I'm apologizing ahead of time for pineapples. All right, so let's go, Mr. Kak, you first, TJ, and then me. That'll give me time to think of something. If you were to horticulturally grow a strand of marijuana, what would you call it?
Oh, you can't just like, because you got to be creative with that, man. Like that's something we all need to think about.
Yeah. How about we take the BRB? Let's give us a.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's do the BRB. Think about your strains of weed and what we would call it when we first get back, and we can save that for like whenever.
Okay.
Kringleberry.
All right. Well, We definitely ranted. You know,
we ranted good on that. But before we do the BRB, what do you got in the B block there?
Well, we need to do trailers because I have to put something on YouTube. And then if we
don't do trailers because this rest of the shit ain't gonna survive.
And we'll just see where it goes from there. I have more trailers than what is necessary. But I feel like some of these trailers are not good movies. So I'm very curious.
Bring on the YouTube. By the way, TJ, have you seen the Fast and the Furious comments? Did you watch that one?
No, not yet.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, there was a point where me and him could not talk. We were just laughing so hard.
I was
crying. We could not talk. It was all about the family.
There are some really creative and funny people in the Fast and the Furious YouTube comment section.
All right, I'm muting up. I'll be right back.
All right, we're going to go take a collective poop and clog our pipes. See
you
soon.
Don't smoke weed. Smoke weed, whatever you care about. This episode brought to you by Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Good
so like
when you smoke weed.
We should have done a moral. The moral of the story is Kevin Smith might choke himself to masturbate. All right, it's time for a BRB. Allegedly. Wait. Allegedly. I don't want to get sued like Pat McAfee is by Brett Favre. All right, BRB. To it, but I don't know. This would be one if I went by myself. I think I'd be kind of creeped out. Cause y'all know me. I jump a lot. I'd have to drag Stephanie. I'd have to corrupt Stephanie. Take her into this drag her to hell. She watched the Smile movie with me, and I thought that was a big step in our relationship. Okay, so not having kids, watching the Smile movie. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we discussed it or not, but, like, she watched Smile with you. And, like, did you ever look at the screen, and you were like...
Oh, that she's the Smile demon?
Yeah. Because, Stephen, like, there could be a mountain in flames, and she was like... It's so good because the rainforest is going to repopulate now. And like Stephanie, like, okay, y'all don't even know. Cax's wife finds the good in everything. If you stub your toe, she'll be like, well, you could grow a new toe. She won't say that. But I mean, literally, she's the most, I don't even know. I don't even have the words. She's the most positive person on the planet Earth. Like, I feel like she could watch Schindler's List and come out with a positive perspective on it. Some way she could do that or cry like a baby. That's her other trait. But like, you know, I was like, oh, I stubbed my toe and my toenail fell off. She's like, that's okay because you're going to get a new toenail and you know you're going to get a new toenail. And she's just like, if you ever feel bad in your life, contact Mr. Cack right now and be like, can I talk to your wife?
No!
Because, no!
Cack, do you ever get the feeling sometimes that she may be a serial killer and your life is in danger?
Oh, TJ, I'm going to be honest with you. I tell a lot of
anybody who like seems like that upbeat, it's like they had something.
I'll be very honest with you, TJ. There have been a lot of people that ask me like, hey, you know, like, is Steph always like that happy? I'm like, yeah, the drugs are really good that she's on. Or I'll say she's actually so awful to me behind closed doors. Y'all don't know the struggle I could.
Hey, you know, the best answer to that question, when they say, hey, man, is Steph always like that? You go, who?
No, I like the part where, you know, the drugs are really great. And then they'd be like, she's on drugs. And then you just be like, oh, she doesn't know she's taking them.
It's fine. She eats cheeseburgers. She likes cheeseburgers. That's what makes her so happy.
I'm going to wait till I get a black eye someday and be like, well, Stephanie went on one.
No, I will absolutely blame Carter and Charlotte before I blame
Charlotte. Oh my gosh, she likes to jump, and I like help her momentum up, and like she'll try to jump on my shoulders, and she connected with a straight knee into my eye socket. I'm like, oh my God, she's gonna black my eye, and then my second thought was, oh my God, she's gonna black my eye. Like, this is gonna be a great story to tell people.
The way Jared was describing her, though, it's like, imagine someone who is like,
have you not met Steph?
Yeah, once. Someone ties you up or something like that and like cuts off your finger and it's like, don't worry, it'll grow back. You'll know you get a new one. And
oh, yeah.
Like,
no, it's definitely misery up in this. It's definitely misery up in this bitch, TJ.
Oh, my God.
This is just Stockholm.
You have to show her where TJ says, it's like she would tie you up and cut off your fingers. Like, it's okay, babe. It'll grow back.
And see, that's the most unrealistic thing. She would never say, babe. No, we're strictly against saying babe. Like, that's for some people. Some people do that. Some people live that life. I think it's very stupid. Hey, babe.
The Christmases last year were so beautiful.
Hey, babe.
There's all these children running around, and we're all hanging out in the kitchen. Stephanie's like, hey, everything's okay. I got them. We're like, well, oh, she's thank nice. God Steph was here.
No, I drop my kids off, and I go talk to the adults.
Have you tried the roast beef? I was like...
Well, she dropped a cucumber in something and, like, wasn't going to... Whatever. We're not getting to this, TJ. We're not getting... She has her faults. She knows what she did. All right, so... We'll
skip
all of the stuff, and let's just go to Final Rage and then call it a night, boys. I think we had a good Kevin Smith.
It was a good show.
So tonight's Final Rage is about this.
Underpants.
Thank you, Corey, from Boy Meets World. So, a pair of Walter White underpants. Oh, hey, shut up, Boy Meets World.
You are my a pair
of underpants. Not the ones that Bryan Cranston's tanked sweated upon. Just a pair that were, like, shown in his, like, in his closet or whatever, or in his drawers. Just a pair. Just a white pair that they had. Sold on auction. Would you like to guess how many doll hairs this pair of tidy whitey sold for?
$1.62 million.
Thankfully, not that obscene.
Oh, God.
I was going to say, TJ, probably, like, $250,000 or something like that.
Thankfully, not that obscene. So there is a little bit of hope in this story.
$200.
No, it's not, unfortunately, that reasonable.
All right.
$32,500, a pair of tidy whiteys.
What the farkle, man?
Was sold to I think it was a clothing company.
He's got
to
be German.
I don't know where they're from, but I think it was a clothing company purchased this. I guess they're going to use it and they're gonna sniff it. I don't know. But boys, it is what the hell? What's wrong with people?
We got too much damn money, and I don't got enough. They're buying underpants for $32,000. I can barely afford to buy a $7 meal at Sonic.
Listen here. Last time I went to the store, I bought some Fruit of Looms. I had 7 pairs in there, and they're $21. That's $3 a pair. That's way more than I bought in 1998. Why anybody would spend so much money on some person's underpants that allegedly smelled like their crotch? Here's what I want to know. How did they know? Those aren't his underpants. They made them to look and smell and sniff like him. So did these guys go up there and smell his underpants and then go back to a laboratory, if you're false? This is weird. Everything about this is weird. Like, why would anybody okay, hang on. Let me break it down for you. If they're like, I can't even do that because I cannot think of a god dang person that I would like to smell their underwear. Not one. Now, I could think of several people that I would like to smell their coffee. And hold. I don't want to smell your underwear. There's nothing about, especially you, Bryan Cranston. I'm sorry. But, like, did people come in from somewhere and they're like, yes, we've got these pair of tidy whities. We're going to go ahead and get a sample here with the dippers. And they do that and they go back to a lab and they're like, yes, this smells like Bryan Cranston's loins. Let's sell it. Fine. Even if they did, I don't want to buy it. I don't want to buy a pair. I'll put it this way. I don't want to buy a pair of underwear for anyone that are not, well, not used. How about that? TJ, how do you feel about this? Would you buy Bryan Cranston's crotchy smelling underwear?
No. here's kind of, you know, like, I can see, like, a person's appeal in buying, like, a screen worn shirt from a TV show that has, like, a certificate of authenticity from, like, the studio or whatever, maybe autographed or something by the actor who wore the shirt with, like, a picture of them in the shirt showing that, hey, I wore the shirt, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
I cannot see the point of, I mean, I can see, like, a shirt. I can see maybe a pair of pants, shoes, hat. But underwear is just kind of, like, a little bit on the creepy side. And the fact that, like, it's not even, it's just, it's Bryan Cranston's. It's not even, like, the Walter White. Right, it's not something that was in the show. right? It's just like, hey, this someone had a pair of underwear in their closet, and Bryan Cranston looked at it, and it's like, all right, now I'm gonna, you know, sell it or whatever. And it's like, that's just fucking weird, man. That's just like, and $30-some-odd thousand, like, God, like you said, Jared, you can go down to Walmart and buy, you know, 7-pack of Tidy Whiteys for like $20.
Not that I do that at all.
I mean, you can take that $30,000. You can go to Walmart, buy all the damn Tidy Whiteys, and give them to the fucking homeless people. And actually do something legitimately helpful for the world instead of spending $30,000 on a pair of worn underwear by some celebrity to where you can sit there in the corner of your lonely, pathetic life and go,
I feel like TJ just accused me of something.
So these are prop underwears, but they were never worn by Bryan Cranston's Walter White.
$5. I'll give you $5.
But so the people that bought it was an underwear company called Saks Underwear. Their tweet after purchasing it says, "We simply could not let another man subject his nether regions to these. Stay tuned, gentlemen. # breaking bad underwear habits." Saks Underwear on Twitter's bio reads, "How a gentleman treats his balls." And then to further this story, the El Camino, a fully functioning car from the Breaking Bad movie spinoff El Camino, was sold for auction for $26,000. A pair of Tidy Whiteys sold for more than a fully functioning vehicle. To which I say this.
Underpants.
And I think that's all there really needs to be said about it. Jared was so disgusted, he just got up and walked away.
I don't blame him.
Unless he comes back in Tidy Whiteys, in which I'll be horrified.
Yeah. I don't. I
the way
that
tonight's
you
would streams...
spend like that oh, much yeah. money on a pair of underwear, and it's prop underwear that like wasn't even worn by the actor or whatever. That's the amount of ridiculous. That's you know, like what is it? Oh, it's an underwear company that spent $30-some-odd thousand. Well, seriously, that underwear company could have put the money back to themselves and bought all this underwear and given it to people that you know maybe need it, like homeless or some people in Ozark.
I agree. And there's always going to be an argument too. People can spend their money however they want. But like, Tidy Whiteys, man. Tidy Whiteys. Of actual vehicle was sold at auction for less than a pair of Tidy Whiteys that this company's never going to wear. They'll probably set them on fire or something. And that's just, that's obscene.
Kill it with fire.
To which I say, simply and very merrily,
underpants.
And that's all there is to it, boys. That'll be the final rage. Let's call it a night, I guess.
I'm just getting started.
We had some good laughs. There was marijuana. There was cocaine.
There was more marijuana.
More marijuana.
More marijuana.
There Hell was shit my pants.
There was some pooping.
Again.
There was some threatening of thumbs in bums. You know, we went
TJ,
through a full game.
By the way, How you feeling?
Give me a oil check.
I've been better.
Give you a oil check is what he's gonna do, TJ. He's gonna see if you're quarter low.
TJ, I got something for you.
Right.
Feel better now that you've had your enema?
All right, well, rage you nerds. We'll
see. Good night.
I don't know what to do with you boys. I'm beginning to see that maybe it was an issue to have all three of us together after all.
No, this is the best format.
There was no thumbs in bums when it was just me and my brother.
Well, of course, that would just be weird.
Bum, bum, bum.
Rage You Nerds, we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Jared from Rage You Nerds. Thank you for watching tonight. Please ignore all the thumbs and bums that you have seen. We're just joking around. We're having a good time. I have never stuck my thumb up another man's asshole. Good night, everyone. I don't care if you use that. I don't care. Go ahead. Put it on the YouTubes. I'll be the goat. The sacrificial lamb that Moses led to the altar. Well, you said some stupid shit and you gotta go. Why am I the only one talking? TJ, say something, please.
No, you got it.
Hey, nice goat.
And, this has been Rage You Nerds here tonight on March 3rd. Thank you for joining us.